Welcome to the second episode of the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports with Sack and Diaz. This is Diaz. I am joined by our producer, Quimby.
It's actually the fourth.
It's the fourth episode.
So remember, we had the Sixer season preview. That was our first.
I'm not joined here. I'm just here to get you guys started. I'm out. See ya.
Yeah, get the hell out of here. Well, yeah, I'm saying since we have the new name of Ice to Shorts Winter Sports.
All right, so we're going to go around with that?
We're going to do that. I am Diaz. I'm here with my man, Chris Sack, the Sackmaster.
It's cracking, brother.
Our resident Phillies and Flyers apologist. We're going to get into some of our winter sports stuff, but first off, a little bit of business. We're going to talk about our sponsors that we depend on, Miller Lite.
Absolutely.
Miller Lite. We always, if you aren't drinking Miller Lite, you're drinking Stateside Vodka. We love Stateside Vodka. They're a local distillery up here
Delicious.
In Kensington.
Yes.
It's the smoothest vodka. I'm not a vodka guy. Stateside Vodka, it's super smooth. It's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, and also we got Workhorse Brewing.
Our boy Dan Hirschberg.
Dan Hirschberg over at Workhorse. They have an event tonight. They have they have a new black lager, I think, that they're introducing tonight. They also have their new Pure, which is their spin on like a session.
Is that in their Center City location or King of Prussia?
That's a great point. They have two locations.
Two locations.
They have their huge facility out in King of Prussia with a tap room, and then Center City on Walnut Street. But check out both spots, especially in the spring. The Center City spot, right there on the river. It's pretty solid.
Awesome.
We also got JP up at Bucks County Baseball Company. Check out their online store and in person. They got I was just telling Sack earlier today, everything Phillies, Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, any of those old giveaways from the 80s to the mobile glasses you would get, bobbleheads, jerseys, everything. David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, my man Mike McVeigh down there. I just talked to him this week. You walk in, you talk Philly sports, you walk out with a new Jeep. The players go down there to get their Jeeps, so everyone should head out down there.
Man, I would be buying Jeeps every day.
Every year they keep improving these Jeeps. It's awesome, man. I love my Jeep. Cavs Restaurants, our friends at Delilah's, our Manayunk people, Bourbon Blue, The Bayou, and Cactus, Manayunk Sport and Social Club, Ken Davies and the entire City Fitness crew, all their locations in Northern Liberties, Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, Market East, East Market. He still has this written down incorrectly. Sorry about that, Ken.
This guy. Professional podcast.
Echelon Health and Fitness. Somo SoFi down in South Philly. Sean Brace and Philly Influencer. 102.5 The Gambler. Our podcast friends at 4th and John. And, of course, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We just wrapped up a great season
18
down
weeks.
There.
18 weeks of solid podcasts, great shows, great guests. A lot of fun. It was from start to finish. We had a blast down there.
I think we're going to be back down there this year. We got a good presence down there. We got a nice little run going.
It's quite the feeling. We're going to be pretty busy next football season, but I can't wait.
Getting paid to talk about football. There's nothing better than that.
Hell no.
So what we want everyone to, whether you're on your iPhone or you're on your what's the other one, the not Samsung. What am I thinking of? Not Galaxy.
You're talking about the Galaxy?
Yeah, the Galaxy.
Yeah, the Galaxy.
What is that, SoundCloud? All of them. Rate, download.
Whatever you got.
Subscribe, download,
yes,
rate,
absolutely.
Review. It helps us out. We're going to talk about, like, since we're the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports, we're going to talk some Sixers and Flyers tonight. But first off, it's Super Bowl week.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Big time week.
I don't want to break down the game or anything like that. I'm happy that we both agreed that Andy Reid deserves to win a Super Bowl.
Well, I'm kind of halfway there. Like I said, I'm good either way. Listen, I'm not one to really root for the Niners. I know quite a few people that used to root for the Niners, and then when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they decided to switch over and become Eagles fans. So, in a way, I'm kind of like a devil's advocate here.
You could call them out by name here. It's fine.
They know who they are. I don't have to do that. But I'm kind of like devil's advocate here. If they win, then these guys, if they would have just stayed loyal to their team for another 2 years, they would have gotten theirs, you know. Especially because most of them are my age, and the last time they won was 1994. So things are a little bit different.
I was a
now.
Junior in high school in 1994.
Junior in high school? Yeah. Oh gosh, yeah, I was third grade. Sorry,
man. You look a lot older than you are, man. That's crazy.
Dude, my job ages me. So,
well, let me ask you. I got some Super Bowl questions for you.
Absolutely.
Here.
What you got?
What is the best or your prime Super Bowl food?
Ooh.
We've got wings. We got hoagies. We got nachos. We've got possibly cheesesteaks. There might be some sort of pasta dish.
Nachos. Nachos and mozzarella sticks. Those are the two things that I could eat all day, every day, but just extra special on Super Bowl Sunday.
Mozz sticks, though. I mean, you go to a pub, who serves mozz sticks? They're always cold. You have to get mozz sticks like direct.
You got to get them right out. When they put them out, you have to get them. If they've been sitting there for a while, you might as well turn your attention someplace else.
Mozz sticks, that's interesting. They are delicious.
Yeah.
But I think it's too inconsistent to go with
you
that.
You marinara sauce or not marinara sauce guy?
I am a marinara sauce.
Okay. All right.
But then again, normally it's cold. It's got to be a little warm.
So you're talking, if you're going to get a mozzarella stick, it's got to come right out of the oven. As soon as they come out in the tray, and the cheese is oozing out the side, you have to grab it as soon as it comes out.
That's right. Or what happens, it starts to congeal and it gets a little cooler, and then you bite it and you're either getting the entire mozzarella or you're just getting like the breading.
Right. No, it's got to be in equal proportion throughout. You can't just drag all the cheese out and then eat the last third of the mozzarella stick. It's got to be consistent throughout.
I'm going to say that pizza and wings is the way to go. Now, how about this? Super Bowl party, right? Are you sitting down and paying attention to everything and walking away at the commercials? Do you stay through the commercials? You know, what is your setup for Super Bowl Sunday?
Life is different with kids. Life is different with kids. We always go over to my old boss's house, Joel. We go over to his house every Super Bowl Sunday. It used to be different because my best friend, his birthday is February 3rd. So we used to go to Joel's house for the first half, and then we'd go over to Chad's house for the second half. But that was when they lived 5 minutes apart. Now they're a half hour apart, and I've got two kids, one of which is 11 months old on Sunday, and he gets pretty cranky between 6 and 6:30, which means we might not last into the game with him before we have to head home back to Maple Shade. But I like being around a crowd. I like being around people. I like the block pools. I like putting a little bit of money on the game. I like everybody. I like being a part of a party that everybody's wearing their team's jersey, and you get to kind of see, it's not just like, okay, cool, hey, the Chiefs are in it, let me wear the jersey. No, I wear my Birds gear every Super Bowl Sunday. I enjoy it.
I do too. It's the last day that you can wear, wear.
And at Joel's house, he's a Giants fan. You have Broncos fans, Jets fans, Cowboys fans.
Where do you live?
It's a lot of fun.
Where do you live?
This is back in Williamstown.
Oh, I forgot. It's Jersey. Yeah,
back in
Jersey.
Williamstown. Yeah, Jersey. My hometown. Yeah, so. But it's fun. Everybody's there. You got Steelers fans, so everybody's wearing something different. It's a good time. How about you? What do you got?
I'm going to a party, and it's awesome.
Oh, you and Hollis are doing you guys are doing a show.
No. We moved on from that.
You guys moved
on? Yeah, we made alternate plans. Yeah, so I'm going to a party, which is going to be great, which is going to be men downstairs in the man cave, women upstairs with the kids and the wine, watching the commercials and looking for Shakira and J-Lo.
Do you pay attention to the halftime show at all?
Will
you pay?
I pay attention. I guess.
Will you pay attention this year? Because that's a lot of ass.
That is a lot of ass.
That is
Latina ass.
Shakira. I might have to leave sometime towards the middle of the second quarter, so I can get home and watch it.
Well, they have some sort of shake off or something. They
there's
like got to
be
shake,
something.
Shake.
It's got to be something.
You know why I might pay attention this year, and I haven't really got onto it. We really should have talked about this before doing the show, but now that there's online betting and props bets and stuff like that, I got to get one of these apps. What's the best money that I can get right now?
See, here's the thing. I'm not big on having the app. I don't like having the ability to gamble at my
Your analog. Your analog sack.
Sack's
analog.
I used to be an avid sports gambler, and when it was at my fingertips all the time, it was easy to sit there and get out of control with it. Now, mortgage, wife, two kids, I can't do that stuff anymore, nor would I. I'm not jeopardizing my boy's future over stupid things like gambling. But I could run right over to Rivers Casino. I can put a bet down right now. I like the Chiefs. I think that the Chiefs are going to win just because they have the better quarterback, and I'm not talking ill about Jimmy Garoppolo. I just think that the X factor in this game is Patrick Mahomes, and the Niners play a zone secondary, which I don't think is going to work with the speed that they have on the outside with the with the Chiefs with their wide receivers. I just don't think it's going to work. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to get blown out. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a close game, but it's going to be way better than last year's Super Bowl.
Oh.
But But I think that the Chiefs are going to win. To me, smart money right now is putting on the Chiefs.
I agree. I agree that you should leave Rachel at home with the kids and go to your friend's house. And I also agree, like what you said earlier, you should start gambling on the app and you don't need to worry about the family anymore. But let's go right into the short section of Ice to Shorts Winter Sports. We're going to talk a little Sixers real quick.
Absolutely. Let's go.
Things were looking kind of good. And then last night happened. So I don't want to talk about Kobe. Everyone's talking about Kobe. I was at the game on Tuesday. I think the Sixers, for all the stupid crap they've done and promotion-wise and the confetti and all that crap, they did a perfect tribute as you can get.
It was beautiful.
It was great. It was. I don't want to say simple, but it was to the point. They honored everybody.
Semi-tearjerker.
Yeah,
it was just a little bit. I mean, I think it was enough just to get the point across. They didn't just focus on Kobe, which was a big thing for me. I'm not trying to take the light away from Kobe because he had a fantastic life and a brilliant career, and he died at 41 years old, and he left a beautiful family behind. But I mean, there was 8 other people that were lost in that crash, especially, they lost 2 in that family, but there was a family that lost 3.
Yeah.
And there's 3 young children that died in that crash. It's a lot to take. It took me a few days to, I don't want to say get over it. I don't think it's something that you really get over, especially when you're a father and you look at the relationship that Kobe had with his daughter and how special that was. And I look at that, I look at my boys the same way. And, but it's one of those things, what they did the other night with the ceremony. I thought it was really cool with the, I've never heard an arena during a moment of silence that you could drop a pin.
Well,
in that
let
place.
Me tell you, I was there. I was there, and it was so quiet. No one said a thing. There was 21,000 people in that building, plus with all the workers and concessions, and it was dead quiet. I heard a cell phone ring, like one cell phone somewhere in the stadium. Rang and they turned it off.
There's always one.
I mean, but also you're going to, like, you're not even thinking about it. It's just right. they happen to get a call there. But man, that was it was pretty heavy. But what's even sadder right now is what happened last night. Let's just do a little recap of the week. Just a little recap.
All
of
right.
week. First off, Embiid, of course, All-Star starter for the 3rd straight year. He is a set it and forget it guy. He is just the all-star. He's an all-star starter until further notice. Unless he's out, that's the only thing that's going to stop him from being your. He's your set it and forget it guy.
Now, the way the NBA does the all-star voting, it's not like you have to vote for a center now, right? It's three
front court guys.
Okay, 3 front court guys and 2 back court.
Right, and he's one of those 3 guys. I mean, some other guys, the reserves that were announced last night, Ben Simmons being one of them. It's his 3rd year.
I'm going to need you to tell me a little bit about these new rules that they're doing too with the All-Star game this year. I'd like to get some details.
Well,
on each that, 'cause I tried reading it, but my head was spinning.
I'm going to do the simple. I didn't read all through it either, but they're basically going to be doing like each quarter.
Is it the 24 in each quarter?
No. Each quarter there's a different charity that wins. I don't know how they split it up, but for the 4th quarter, what they do is whoever's winning, so let's say it's 100 to 90, it won't be. It'll be 150 to 140.
Right.
They add 24 points to the 150, so it's like first to 174 wins.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, the All-Star game.
At least they're stopping it before it hits 200 this year.
Yeah, I mean, the All-Star game, it's no one really
it's
watches it.
It's been a joke, and we talk about this all the time. And I don't want to say all the time. Like I said, this is our second show under this title. This is our 4th show doing it together. We've been breaking each other's balls for the last year and a half. That's how comfortable we are together with each other right now.
My balls cannot be broken, sir. They cannot be broken.
But, because you always want to talk about, and we talked about this last baseball season, was Bryce Harper. He's not even on the All-Star team. The All-Star game to me in every sport, like I look at it, it's an exhibition. It's fun. It's cool to be named an All-Star, but it's for half a body of work in 3 sports. And the 4th one is a complete and absolute joke with the Pro Bowl. Good on Embiid. I know you're going to talk about Simmons being a 2-time All-Star coming up here as well.
In his 3 years, yeah. Rookie of the Year the other year, too. Yeah.
Good on him.
22 years old.
It's great. Happy that you guys are All-Stars. But, I look at this team, and I don't see banners going to the rafters just because you're an all-star. I see banners going
because you win something. That's something
and
that
you achieve something.
Yeah, that's something.
But we'll touch into
the
that.
Flyers. You know, like to put up banners, and it's always someone's night, whether it's. You know, this it's some guy that ends in
they
Y.
They don't frivolously do it, though. They really don't. If you look at the Flyers Hall of Fame, at least the Flyers retire numbers if you're a Hall of Famer. Okay, they put you in the Flyers Hall of Fame if you're a special player.
Right
now, it's not like the Wall of Fame night with the Phillies where they have to put somebody up there every year. Okay, and you're talking to the biggest Phillies fan that you and I both
apologist.
Know.
Yes,
I am an apologist. Apparently, although I wanted Gabe Kaplan fired when they were in first place in May, but. Neither here nor there. So, but the Flyers when they put somebody up in the Flyers Hall of Fame, it's not every year like the Wall of Fame for the Phillies.
Yeah,
and if you look at the Sixers, they have I think three times as many people with their number retired than the Flyers have.
Oh, stop it! Well, that's a good question.
No, I'm letting you know.
Yeah, okay. And every one of those numbers that have retired are 100% sure.
I'm not saying
it's like Dr. J.
And I'm not saying
you got Will. You got Iverson. Barkley. Yeah. Bobby Jones.
There's a lot of great players, and I'm not putting a damper down on that. I'm just saying though, if you look at the Flyers, they're not as frivolous when they're doing stuff as.
Well. This one was the all-star comment. You said this once before, and no, it's not. Listen, you don't put banners up for getting all-stars, but it does mean something. So this is the first time that the Sixers have had multiple all-stars in back-to-back years in 18 years, since 2001, 2002.
Mutombo
and Iverson. The first time they've had homegrown.
Now Mutombo was an all-star with the Hawks before they got traded here.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so technically... I mean, technically, it's a lot longer than
but
that.
But that have two
right,
all-stars.
Right,
that mean,
yeah.
The last time it was homegrown, guys that we drafted and brought in here was in 87-88 when it was Mo Cheeks and Charles.
Okay.
And 87 was Dr. J's last year. So, like, listen, they're it's not all that exciting right now, or we're not, like, thrilled about their performance lately. But this, unfortunately, is, like, the highest point of Sixers basketball in
20 years.
Over 30 years.
Well, 20. I mean, let's
No, I mean, like, they made the finals, and this team has not made
but
the finals.
But that team was perfectly constructed around Allen Iverson.
They caught lightning in a bottle 1 year, and they were out of the first round the next year.
Right. But you're looking at the Sixers right now. You're trying to put a square peg into a round hole. It's tough right now to try and watch this team play because they have all these different parts. But none of them seem to fit together.
Right. By now, at this point in the year, I was thinking there would be some. The offense doesn't bother. I said this last week. It doesn't bother me as much as the defense does. Because like the defense is something where it's really just focus and effort based. They were down a couple starters. Listen, Atlanta's the worst team in the East. We're down a couple starters. We're on the road. You still got to win that game. They didn't need to play great to win that game.
Right.
I mean, for me to be okay. But you got to win it. But since Embiid, this whole month, basically, January 6th was when Embiid got hurt versus OKC.
Which his finger was going the other
way. Yeah, the other way. They're 8-4. You know, there's other teams that have been performing better.
But they're not
Hold on for a second. Let's take a look at it. They lost at who? They lost at Dallas. They lost at Indiana. They lost at Toronto, and they lost at Atlanta. They got good wins against Boston and the Lakers. You know, they're 8-4, and it's like, yeah, well, that sounds like it's an excuse. It's like it's not an excuse for last night, but they're 8-4, and unfortunately, sometimes.
Oh, just stop eating my Doritos.
Oh, look at this! So Quimby came in here and dumped his Dorito bag on his own desk. I don't know what that really does to hurt me.
Can you pass me a chip?
No. You can come over and have some. But the thing is, though, is like, yeah, last time was terrible. They were 8-4. You know, they're 8-4 for the bulk of the month of January. But they're running out of time to let those games slip away, you know.
Absolutely.
The seeding is – there's such a big difference. They have
between
that,
2 and 6.
Yeah, and well, now I think they're like 3.5 behind 2. Between 3 and 6
is
only
2 right now? Is it Boston?
Miami is.
Miami, okay.
Yeah, who they got on Tuesday night.
Which is just an absolute surprise.
Yep. They're good at home, too.
Yeah, I think they're the only team in the NBA that has a better home record than the Sixers.
That's right.
I think they have one loss. Yeah,
and I think that was us, right? No? No, we're 1-2 versus Miami. We're 1-2 versus Miami. But they've got 32 games left. I mean, what, they got 30 wins right now. Like, they're running out of time here to make a run. You know, luckily, I don't know, this next week they've got at Boston tomorrow night, at Miami on Tuesday, at Milwaukee on Thursday, and then a Friday, a back-to-back here against Memphis, which isn't any pushover.
Quick prediction. What do you think next four games?
Man, two and two, I'd be happy. I mean, this is something where they'll win the three. They'll win the three tough games, lose to Memphis, and then lose the next two or something like that, the way these guys have been going. I am now. I've backed out of my whole my positivity of the season, where it's like it's all going to come down to the playoffs. It all is. It's all going to come down to the playoffs. We all know that. We say that all the time. Brett Brown, his job is all about the playoffs. If they do not get past the second round, he'll be fired or should be fired. Let's just say he will be fired. If they get to the conference finals, we'll see what happens. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. They're built for the playoffs. That's the idea. They were going to be big and hard and a defense first type team.
Is it possible? Is it possible to trade Al Horford?
Is it possible?
Or is his contract just too much that people aren't going to want to take on that kind of money? Was it 4 years, 80?
4 years, like 100.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think that you want to trade him. I mean, how I feel about...
I think you signed him so you could trade him to the West eventually so he doesn't bother you in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, he's also...
But they have to unload that kind of money, and they're not going to be able to bring in anybody else to play with this. They need shooters, and then you could put Tobias at power forward, which I think is where he belongs.
Well, I mean, Horford is just—he's the perfect small ball five with like Simmons running the show these last games. Okay, so since Embiid came back, they were 1-1, they Golden State, and then last night, so they were 7-3 without him.
But something's got to happen. So, what are you going to trade Embiid?
No, I'm not saying that.
I know you're not saying that.
How I would prefer to run it.
Something has to change.
How I would prefer to run it, and this would be admitting defeat. The Sixers would be admitting they made a mistake by signing Horford, and some people think that they definitely made a mistake by signing Horford. I think the move is to put Horford on the bench, and he comes in for Embiid, and they run the Simmons fast pace. Last night, that game... It's weird. These are two very good players that have two different styles. Simmons doesn't suck, and Embiid doesn't suck.
They don't suck.
They just don't. They don't fit in perfectly. And really, who does fit perfectly? Golden State did, and that was like catching lightning in a bottle. It's never going to happen again. You know, the way that the draft fell was, and then Steph Curry's contract.
But isn't it the coach's? Isn't it the coach responsible to make them fit?
Absolutely. And that's why if they don't get past the second round, he'll be fired and they'll bring someone in.
But why must we wait, though? I mean, you're kind of wasting a... Like, to me, I look at Embiid and we're on borrowed time. We're on borrowed time. He's not going to play the next 10 years. I think at this level, he could play 3-5 more years like this.
Okay.
He's not going to last forever. And you're wasting time. It's just like when we look...
Disagree.
Hold on
one of the rare moments I agree or disagree
with.
I think Embiid's best years are going to be 5 years from now.
It's possible. Well, I don't think he is 5 years because then he's 30. But I hear what you're saying.
I just look at him. I look at him with his body, the way that he has been fragile and the way that he seems to fall apart for a big guy. I mean, what's the most games he's ever played in a season? 60?
60. I mean, that's what...
May 60? I chime in?
He actually played 64 games last year. He played more than Kawhi did last year.
He's playing more and more games every season, which means he's getting more durable. Look, when he came out, we knew there were issues.
Right.
All right. Sorry. Don't think there's wear and tear on that body because he sat on his ass for 2 years.
But when I have a guy that sat on his ass for 2 years with back and foot
Embiid,
issues, I just look
Embiid
at it
is so much more durable right now than he was 3 years ago. It's not even funny.
That is true. Now, what I would say is this, though, is you can't give up this early for it. We'll take a break in a second here, but let's just finish up on this. If he only has 3 or 5 years, what you're saying then is like, yeah, we have a limited amount of time. This is a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have two guys that are relatively young.
Right.
Right? that are this good that just don't exactly kind of fit right now. They might not – we've said this before. They're probably not winning the championship this year.
I don't want to get off into a tangent here, but if Simmons was more willing to shoot from the outside, would the pieces fit more relevant?
Yeah, they probably would. He doesn't do that. I mean,
I'm not going down that rabbit hole again, okay? And we're going to try and avoid that as much as we can. My whole thing is if the pieces don't fit now and Simmons at some point might be willing to shoot, will the pieces fit a little bit better if that's the case?
Yeah, that's the perfect – that in a perfect world, he's a great shooter. That's just not how it is right now, so we kind of have to work with what we have. The coach is going to go first. It's going to be this year. Wasting this year, the next 30 games, you don't fire the coach now because of the next 30 games. If they don't get past the second round, Brett Brown will be fired, and then we're going to try it from the beginning with someone else.
But if Josh Harris or Elton Brand has belief in somebody that is currently there or maybe outside the organization, and you think that you can maximize the value now so you don't waste this year.
No, important. Look at the broads on Family Feud.
Wow. Yeah, we got a Family Feud up here. That can't be a family. It's
got. We
be
got family tits it's up here right now.
It's got to be a sorority. I hear you, but this is what happens. I don't know.
Oh, hold on a second. Oh, damn. I thought they were trying to create interracial relationships the whole way. Five white girls versus five black guys.
Someone cue me in the middle of the ice to shorts winter sports?
He's pulling out solid points. Though.
Anyone that they bring up as a member of Brett Brown's staff. Okay, anyone that if he fired, they're not bringing someone in from the outside now. The next third, it's Brett Brown's job until the end of the playoffs, and then you're absolutely right, bring someone in from the outside. But right now, you're saying, I get what they're wasting the time, they're not going to get it. They're not hiring someone from the Duke staff.
I disagree.
They're not hiring anyone.
I want to support you in a rare moment, okay? They're not wasting time. Right, Simmons and Embiid have played for 2 years.
Well, this is the third.
That's it.
Two and a half years. Yeah,
that's it. Okay, I don't think they're wasting time.
I don't either.
They're still learning. And if Simmons starts to listen to me a little bit more,
the show's going off the rails, and the show has reached a new low.
No, but I don't think we're in any sort of time crunch right now. We are with old man Horford because his best years are behind him.
Which we were just asking. I just asked Diaz.
And Richardson being injured right now, that hurts. This guy has been a stud. And for the amount of money they signed him for,
yeah.
All right, that was stud. Stud, stud, stud. Mike Scott, yo, dude, I got a ham sandwich for you and a fucking Uber ride. Which is a shame because he was a stud last year and he has disappeared. But aside what we're talking about right here, I don't think we're wasting time.
Hold up for a second. I think the point, though, is that, yeah, I get it. Embiid's 25. Is he going to be this good when he's 30? I don't know. But it's not like we're not winning this way right now, so we got to cut bait right now and get out of here. You know, let's do this. Let's take a break. We're going to take a two-song break, come back. We'll talk some Flyers.
We're going to take one seven-minute song break.
All right, that's good. All right.
Beautiful.
We'll be right back.
TTP!
Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude. Don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. Yeah.
And we are back. Now, what we're going to do now, this is your favorite segment. We're going to talk about the Flyers, and I am going to be positive.
Yes!
We got the
I was positive with the Sixers.
Oh, yeah, you're always super positive about the Sixers.
So this segment is 2 minutes long?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well...
Sounds like a really bad sexual experience I had last night.
I hope Rachel's not listening.
No, no, it was liar, liar.
Ah, ah.
Hey, how are you guys doing? How are you doing today, Mr. Reed? I had a really bad sexual experience last night. Well, you're young, and you'll have plenty of more.
Liar, liar. I couldn't quote liar, liar. I saw it once in the theater in, what, 1997?
What, did you leave because there was a guy with a bag in the
I actually did get to see 1917 this week. It was excellent. I would recommend it for everybody. It was not like overly bloody or gory.
I still have
to
see Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking about that today.
Oh, that's terrible. So
I still have to see it.
What was surprising is that the Flyers and the Sixers have almost the same amount of games left, which is pretty crazy. So
yeah, well, I mean, the Flyers have been off for the last week and a half.
Let's start right there. I have this down on questions I want to ask. Why the hell... All the other NHL teams seemed to, like, the first game was Monday. It was probably one game or something. But they all came in, they all started playing at Tuesday. Why did the Flyers, it's Friday night, they still haven't played.
In hockey, they like to build in these things, like, kind of like a bye week. So I'm guessing that the Flyers, the Penguins, the Vegas Golden Knights, this has been their bye week. It was funny because my dad
was... because they went to Czechoslovakia?
No, no, no. Apparently the Flyers are going to take up issue. I don't know if they did it this week or if they're waiting until the end of the season. The Flyers are going to be taking up issue with the NHL with their scheduling. They have 13 back-to-backs.
Oh, I have it right here.
That's the last half of the season.
They have six back-to-backs, but like 12 games. I mean,
right,
you know, yeah.
Right. So, 13 games. But, I mean, it's insane what the Flyers' schedules look like this year, especially with the travel. They went out to Czechoslovakia, and they had a exhibition game before that. I forget where they were all over there in Europe. And then they had to come home, and it's just unreal. They came home, they had their home opener, and then they had to go out to Vancouver. It's just the schedule has just been all over the place this year. It's very difficult. I know I told you earlier that they don't have more than 2 days consecutive off the rest of the season until the first week of April. They have a lot going on, and it's a tough, grueling schedule. Hockey especially is tough. Those guys don't take nights off. There is no load management.
Well, that's because the best players only play a third of the game.
They play a third of the game, but... Have you ever gone out and skated your butt off for 45 to 60 seconds on a shift, and you're forechecking, you're going up against a guy that's maybe about 30?
Of course, all the time. That's what I do on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays?
Yeah, Tuesday nights. Yeah, I skate around and get forechecked, and it's great. It's good exercise.
I think me and the listening audience right now would like to know where this happens at, because I would love to get a nice laugh.
Well, let's talk about these back-to-backs.
You look like a rollerblader, Diaz. You look like you can rollerblade.
What are you trying to say here?
No,
what are you trying to say?
You look like I'm really good at roller hockey.
Roller hockey,
roller skating. Yeah, I'm not good on. I'm not
roller
good
skates. On, that's I'm more. Not, ma- not that's more skates. Manly.
What, roller hockey?
Roller skates.
Yeah.
We go around those brown roller skates with
orange roller blades.
Eraser
I'm sorry,
nub.
Roller blades. Roller blades.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's real manly. Yeah. Right on Venice Beach, rollerblading around. Yeah.
I guess you never have.
Yeah. Okay. But about these back to backs though, this is the one thing. When I looked at it, because obviously I'm always I use the term schedule losses in the NBA. It doesn't mean that that they're scheduled to lose and there's no chance of winning and the players aren't going to try it. That's not what it means. What it means is it's just such a disadvantage for the team that is on the back-to-back. And then I look at the Flyers. So I compare, because I know the Flyers, or NHL has a similar schedule.
Right.
I think this year the Sixers have 12 back-to-backs. The Flyers have 16. They're 4-6 so far. They have 6 back-to-back games left. And I'm talking about the second half of the
second
back-to-back.
Half of the back.
And this is the idea. There was a game on that brutal West Coast streak that the Flyers were on, where they played at something like 6 o'clock on Saturday, and then 1 o'clock on Sunday in another city.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this is they can't. That is just
It's not enough recovery.
I hate saying
time.
It's unfair. Yeah, it's just about recovery. It's getting to bed, getting your sleep. When these guys in both sports, when they're done their games and they have somewhere to go, they go straight from the stadium into a bus, into a plane.
Or a plane, yeah.
Yes, to the plane. They fly overnight and they land, and sometimes they get to their hotel 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and go right to bed, and then they have a game 8 hours later. It's just they're not destroying, that sounds too extreme, but they're hurting their own product.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, listen, I think one of the best things about hockey is the war of attrition that they have to go through, and that's what makes it sound like a playoff so great. But you're not playing back-to-back. You're playing every other day. Some cases you might get lucky where there might be
an extra day in there.
A Taylor Swift concert or something going on and you need to push it off. But for the most part, it is a tough, grueling sport. They do need more rest in between games. Now, it's not going to help the Flyers this season. They're going to have to battle through it on the back end. It's not like you could sit there and say, like baseball, you can play all those games in a row, but you can mix in people to come in off the bench. Like, okay, all right, well, you know, Trout's been playing. He's played 20 games in a row. Let's give him a day off here. In hockey, you don't do that. You're not going to sit there and say, hey, let's give Claude a day off. You're not going to do
that. You don't have to. He does it himself. He's taking the whole season off. Let's get some updates here. Carter Hart, is his tummy ache fixed?
Tummy ache. He's feeling better. Chuck Fletcher said that he should be back. They're going to reevaluate him in another week. But he is feeling better. He's getting back. I think a lot of this, too, I think this next week or two, I would give him another. It's more of a mental break for the kid. He's never played this many hockey games in a year before. I think it's a good thing that they have a guy like Brian Elliott, but they need him back after this next week. Especially if you're going to be playing all these back-to-backs. Elliott is 36, 37 years old. He's not a spring chicken anymore. He's not, and the guy that they have backing him up right now, Alex Lyon, good kid, but he's not a great goalie or a good goalie. He's a decent goalie. You're not going to sit there and say, hey, man, we have a back-to-back against the Penguins or the Bruins, and we're going to start him on the second end of the back-to-back or the first end. Which game do you start him against?
Right.
You know, like, you can't make that decision. You're not going to start Brian Elliott on back-to-back nights. You're going to kill the guy. They need Hart back after this next week.
Let me ask you this about Hart, because, I'm not familiar. And we were saying this before we started. We finally have the goalie and the coach. We finally have the goalie and the coach.
Right.
And I've heard this for 20 years. And when do we know what we – how long is in the pros or in the NHL, not the what's the minor league?
AHL.
AHL, that's right.
But there's so many different levels. There's the,
right.
there's
All
the
these
AHL,
levels,
there's the
right.
ECHL, there's college, there's juniors.
I know
so
that Carter
ways.
Hart isn't a finished product. I'm not expecting him to do that. And I do hope that he becomes even just – playable on the road. But how many, like, is it a 2 year thing? Is it a 3 year thing? Is it a game? Is it like next year? Is it like a quarterback where this is his rookie year, next year I should expect? What's a fair and reasonable amount of time that I can wait and be confident that this is the Carter Hart, if whether he hits his ceiling or not? I'm just saying, when do we know that this is the guy that he is?
I think to me, at 21 years old, I want
that's a great question, by the way.
Right. I want the Flyers to make the playoffs this year, and I want him to get into the playoffs, and I want him to get that experience.
So wait a second. Aren't the Flyers playing well enough to get into the playoffs right now?
They're not in the playoffs right now.
Right now.
Oh, I thought the Flyers were the greatest thing since sliced bread.
There's a three-point separation at the last I checked before the All-Star break.
Isn't there always a three-point separation, at least for the last five or six years?
Only, Wheel of Meteorocity keeps on turning.
The thing is with the Flyers, they've been in the hunt for the 8th, 7th seed, which is the two wild card spots. They've been in the hunt
for getting eliminated in the first round.
No, they're within reach right now of getting into the second seed in their division. The way the NHL playoffs,
overall, it's not second seed though.
No, because the way the NHL breaks it down,
they break it down by division.
All right, so there's four divisions in hockey.
Right.
All right.
Give me a good song you guys want to hear going to break.
What is that wheel in the sky keeps this
okay.
wheel of mediocrity. But anyway, no, I understand. To be fair about the Flyers, they're cursed by being in the toughest division right now.
If we're talking, it really is. In all hockey, it is.
And I read this morning, if they were in the Pacific Division, they'd be first in the Pacific Division.
So here's the thing. So in hockey, if you finish, the top three teams in each division make the playoffs.
Right.
So the first team in the playoffs will face, so say the Capitals right now, they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. They will face the second wild card. Now, if the Flyers get into the playoffs and they finish with the second best record in the division, they will host this third place team in the division, and they will have home field advantage or home ice advantage in the first round. That is key, especially for a team that has the third best record at home in all of hockey.
Yeah, and they can't start their goalie on the road too. So,
yeah, but listen, you're looking too much into it now. Listen, we're going to dabble too much into it, but I know Quimby wants us to take a break real quick. You want to take a break, and then we'll come back and finish
Wait,
up on
hold
Mars?
On.
Slowly out in space.
He's playing the Rocket
Sorry,
Man.
I was wrong there.
So my last question for you.
Sure thing.
Just like in the NBA, it's trade deadline time. Is there anyone, should I be looking for a trade to happen to boost the roster, or should I be looking someone from Allentown to come up?
Well, they still have some pieces down there in Allentown that can come up. But if the Flyers want to be a serious contender, especially with Nolan Patrick being out with his migraine syndrome, they need to find a third-line center. And if they're going to do that, they're going to have to look to trade. They're going to have to look to trade a guy like a Shane Gostisbehere, who has a $5.5 million cap hit, because you have to move money. They're up against the cap.
Wait, hold up right there. Before we take a break, I want to know why the Philadelphia Flyers, who haven't won a playoff series in 7 years, have the most they've maxed out on is 42 wins. Why are they up against the cap?
Why?
Should have been clearing cap for when these young guys come up.
They did. They did clear cap. Hextall was clearing cap, and then he went out right before he got fired. He went out and signed JVR to that 7-year, $49 million deal, which is a waste of money. Voracek, over the last couple of years, has been a waste of money.
But he has a cute birthmark, doesn't he?
Which one?
JVR.
I don't know. I don't sleep with hockey players.
Yeah, which one are we talking about?
I do. I try.
But they've also invested money in the guy in the younger players like Provorov, who was a restricted free agent. Travis Konecny was a restricted free agent, who is now a All Star. So
it doesn't mean anything.
I was pointing it out for you. But this team right here, they're going to be looking for a third line center. They're going to be looking to move Gostisbehere in the deal. So when he comes back from injury, which should be tonight, he'll be playing the next week or two until the trade deadline. They're probably going to look to make a move for a guy like a Jeff Carter and bring him back to the fold.
Nice. So Seattle will be rocking.
Speaking
this
of fold, well, that's pretty much Flyer season.
Let's take our last break, and we get Pops, we get Quimby on, we'll get their last thoughts, and we're gonna do our new segment, Life Hack of the Week.
Oh, Life Hack or Life Sack?
Life Hack of the Week. We'll be right back.
TTP!
Hold on a little longer.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. And we're back. We're going to wrap up here. We got some guests on the show right now that you might have heard of these two before. We got Quimby and Pops Thomas.
Thanks. Yes. Thanks for having us, guys. Appreciate
no problem. You know what? I'm so happy you squeezed us on your schedule and to guest on the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports.
I love how Quimby says, thanks for having us, guys, in his apartment.
Listen, you don't break the fourth wall. Don't break the fourth wall, Sack.
Thanks for having us.
No, hey, honestly, I got to tell you, I love this show that you guys are doing.
Well, that's because Sack and Diaz were the most knowledgeable on the Green Legion radio family.
And we also have the Diaz best gets muted.
Sack, are you agreeing
muted,
with
muted
that?
Muted on my own show.
No, I was laughing. I was
because that kind of bumps you down to like 50% if that's where you are at.
I got a question, though. I mean, Quimby, I know you know this. Pops, I'm not sure. We never talk about college and all. But back at Drexel in the fraternity days, you would get harassed by anyone, like anyone within Greek life, if you were double lettering. Now, Sack is
double lettering.
You know, you wear your pie cap hat and your pie cap shirt.
Yeah.
Now, Sack over here, he's triple lettering.
He is triple dog daring us.
I did this on purpose because when I came here 2 weeks ago, Quimby said, don't ever wear that shit in here again. So I decided to go all out. And he's lucky I didn't put on my Flyers boxers.
He tripled down.
Hold on, Chris. I want to see that.
Sack has a Flyers hat. He's got a Flyers tee. I can see the NHL thing.
I have my Travis Konecny All-Star.
Hold on a second. I have a gift for you.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what's hilarious, though? You say this, like, All-Star, like it's a mocking thing. You know, All-Star, it doesn't mean anything. You don't put a banner up in your gym because you're an All-Star. But you know what? It's a recognition of at least something good.
That's great. You had a great first 3 months of the season. I could give two flying shits about All-Stars. It doesn't matter. At the end of the season, when you looked at the people that probably made the All-Star team in the National League, you couldn't make a case for most of those people that were All-Stars for ahead of Bryce Harper.
Would you rather have an All-Star or not an All-Star?
Doesn't matter.
That's a sweet jersey.
This is an official Giroux jersey before he became a cunt.
Oh my God.
Wow, that was a hard C.
Excuse me. That is not nice.
Well, and it matches fucking Pops right now.
Yep.
On the traffic cone syndrome.
Pops is dressed up like a traffic cone.
That's,
well,
that's a big ass traffic cone.
We wanted to get to
more like Halloween.
We have the later.
Oh my God! And would you open up your eyes like the Thomas family does? That's a scary pumpkin.
Oh yeah, he did. Oh man, I turned, I looked, I was like, oh man, Howell's is here.
Yes,
we've got a new segment on the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports Show with Sack and Diaz starting this week. It's the life hack of the week. Now this is where you need to listen up. Because what we're going to do here on the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports Show with Sack and Diaz, we're going to give you the keys to living a fulfilled life. And it starts at the very bottom, very easy things to do.
You sure you want to say that
absolutely,
with
absolutely.
Me anywhere around this?
Well, no. I mean, you've got a lot of work to do on yourself, but we're trying to help the listeners out there. And we're going to improve your life. So, Sack, would you like me to share mine first, or do you want to go first?
Please, you go with yours first.
All right. Now, this is going
to
change.
I'm still trying to figure out this life hack stuff, but go ahead.
Well, let me tell you this. This will change your life. Hey, Quimby, do you like hoagies, Pops? Do you like eating hoagies?
Excuse me.
Definitely.
Excuse me.
Is that a question?
I have debated and scrutinized, especially that big company, Wawa, which you suck. And how not just the hoagie itself, but how the hoagie is prepared.
Great. Well, that goes into my life hack of the week.
Now, hold on, real quick. If we're going to talk about hoagies, it takes me back to middle school because we used to call.
Oh my God! Remember the middle school hoagie drive?
Well, no. So there was a girl that was in our class, and someone called her
Rachel.
Someone called her a hoagie. And she asked why. And she said, because you don't care what kind of meat goes between your buns.
Whoa, wow. That is nice. I never heard classic. That one before.
That is
Excuse
classic.
Me. Do you have any way of getting in touch with her right now?
You don't want to touch her.
Well, here's
brother, I have found that the sexiest thing a woman could ever do to me is say yes.
It's rare when it happens.
Well, I saw the boar that he was trying to hit.
By the way,
like a chicken
has anybody noticed the large diaper pin that Pops brought in for Hollis.
Oh, I thought that was Rob V.
No. Look, it says 78, you jackass.
Ah, nice. Well, here's my life. Let me give you my life hack of the
Please
week.
Do.
This will change. I don't care where you get your hoagies from, but this, if you're a tomato guy, and I'm a big tomato guy, I like
huge
tomato.
Thank you.
You ask.
If you don't like tomatoes, you're a fucking jerk off.
You're going to have to explain this big to time. The hoagie preparer because they're going to look at you like you're crazy.
Tell them that you have to put the tomatoes on the bottom.
You put the tomatoes on the bottom. The tomatoes go on first. You put in your oil, your vinegar, then the tomatoes.
Thank
and
you.
And then the cheese and the meats and the and you've got perfect tomato distribution in every bite. It will change your life, people.
Do not under any circumstance, Chris Sack. Look at him like he is wrong. This is the first time I will agree with Diaz in every way, shape, or form, and fuck you guys if you don't like it.
He did about the Sixers last night.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Did you notice that Quimby has agreed with me for the first time three times on today's show?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's
I've
crazy.
Never seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the live
after
go. This.
I got to go. Signing off.
Yeah.
So, no, I was looking at you like you had three heads. Really, you have Quimby as one, so there's another one in between you two. But I sit here and I think you guys with tomatoes, and I think of the episode where Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky get married in Full House, where he parachutes into the tomato truck.
Yeah, so I was in college, Stephen on ladies, when you were
but you're an asshole.
When you were watching Home on Friday Night Full House or whatever.
Yeah, well, you got to remember how old I was back in those days. I was a lot younger than you guys.
So give me hold on a second. I would like to expound on what you just said because I think that's a legitimate life hack. All right, I'm a huge fan of the small family owned pizzeria, Greek family, Italian family,
hoagie shop.
Okay, that's what I eat.
Right.
You can't achieve a body like that unless that's what you like.
I'm dead sexy.
A body
sexy.
Like this. Oh. Drop dead sexy.
Get in my
How belly. Much for the baby?
No, I hear you. Absolutely.
But here's the deal, and this is what people don't understand.
And fried chicken and lukewarm.
No, ready? Dude. Don't get
Where do you
me
think
started.
They're going? Where do you think they're going after we're done
the
here?
The best
Zach.
Fucking fried chicken in Philadelphia is on Spring Garden and Delaware Avenue at the Lukewarm at Crispy Crunchy.
I passed by it 2 weeks ago and I thought of you and Hollis.
It is delicious.
Yeah. Don't knock
it's delicious. I'm not lying. It's delicious. All right.
I poked the bear. Get back in your point.
If you don't want to eat chicken where you insert a phallic symbol into another phallic symbol, I get it. But, all right, here's the deal.
Isn't that called docking?
I'm sorry, I use a different word. But
family friendly.
Son of an onion. Hey, Hollis, again, hope that you're having a good time with your daughter out in Chicago.
Yes.
We send our condolences. We just say, hey man, no, we're thinking of you and we wish you were here.
You can't
but,
get that time back.
But we're happy that you're not because you're spending quality time
Absolutely.
With
yes.
your family.
Yes. And there's nothing better than coming and doing a show after the Sixers lose by 10 in Atlanta and I don't have to see Hollis or answer to him. So,
also, once again, Antonio Williams. Antonio Williams, our excellent friend of the program. Please get well soon, sir.
What's wrong?
Yeah,
with
what's
Antonio?
Going on, Antonio?
I was just going to. Antonio had a stroke.
Oh no!
Jesus!
And we all love Antonio.
Oh, he's such a great guy.
One of the greatest fucking guys on the planet.
I don't think I ever met Antonio in person. He said he was sitting behind me in Canton.
Oh, he was.
Ryan Dawkins.
He was.
So the funny thing is, I'd never really like met him in person. So we're at the Eagles Jets game this year, and me and my buddies were all behind the Miller Lite flight deck, standing
right,
only. We're all drunk. We're having a great time, and out of nowhere,
Antonio
comes up behind me, and he's like, "Yo, what's up, brother?" And I'm sitting there, I'm like,
"And here's the crazy part." I'm sorry, Antonio. If any of this offends you, I literally love you. In so many ways. Antonio doesn't drink. He doesn't drink.
Wow.
Like, I have been prepping for my first stroke for a long time.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't. I'm surprised
I'm
you
not
didn't.
Lying. I'm not lying.
Listen, if he can
here's a guy who's in great shape, by the way.
No,
if you ever look at him, you're
he's
like,
not an
dude,
old guy.
Really? Well, no, he's in his He's 50 or 51.
Teddy Bruce had two strokes.
Oh, really?
Strokes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's in great shape. Well, you goddamn black guys hold your age so well. I didn't say fucking black guys because, you know, crack. I think that would be racist. But listen, black people hold their age very well.
Well, you know, what can I say?
Go ahead. Here he is, laying back, pops. But no, Antonio is 50 or 51.
Wow.
And that man is in fantastic shape, as well as his wife, which, you know, we love her too. I hope you are doing well.
Yes.
Also, sweetheart. And Antonio, get well soon, please. Everything is better when you're around. I'm not going
great
to
smile.
I'm not
great
I'm smile. I'm not going to give a
smile. One of the best smiles.
I'm not going to give a GL plug here. I don't even want to say the company name. I just want to say that, man, life is happier when you are there. And that is about as true of a statement as I can possibly make. But
how's he doing?
I don't know. Actually, Jay Vagnetti was the one that told me. I didn't even know. So
he said something on Facebook earlier, you know, thank you for the well wishes or something like that.
Well, and good.
I thought it was his birthday. I was like, oh, sure, I'll wish him a happy birthday later on. I'm sorry. They're like, I don't get to check out Facebook while I'm at work, you know, like,
yeah,
for the most
no,
part.
But anyway,
back to the hoagie.
So, yeah, back to the hoagie.
I'm sorry.
All right, and I'm gonna.
Which hoagie?
No. This is the thing that bothers me the most. When you, let's say it's a burger, okay, or a hoagie, or a cheesesteak, or whatever it is, okay. It's not supposed to be separate ingredients next to each other. When you say a burger with a fried egg and bacon and mushrooms and Swiss cheese, I want every fucking bite that I have
proper distribution
to include the burger, the fried egg, the bacon,
mushrooms.
The mushroom, and the Swiss cheese, because that's the medley that here we go. That's the medley that explodes in my mouth. Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
I knew there was.
This is a PG show.
Here we go.
A Night at Quimby's.
Chokard! Yes. 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 Do it one more time. Chokard! Choke on it. Our man.
What's his name again? Rick Manning?
Nick Manning.
Nick Manning. Nick Manning.
Let me give it.
One more time. Message from Nick Manning. There we go.
I want to give a shot. I want to try now on this life hack.
Okay.
I
don't know if there's anything that you have to offer, though.
I'm still trying to make sense of it. So I don't really. I'm not aware.
But if you look up life hack on Google,
yeah,
it's just all kinds of
which is great.
Cool
no,
shit.
I love the fact that you came up with a second.
You want to make a portable air conditioner while you're outside? It'll show you how to do it with a bag of ice, a bucket, and a fan.
So I'm gonna come with a really good one next week, okay? Because right now I'm kind of like getting a feel for it. Here's something that I hate, okay? That I think we can make things a little bit easier now that we're in the 21st century, okay?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Come on, man! You can't dive right into my movie.
Yo! Okay? We've moved on from Claude Giroux. Now let's hear what Sack's life.
No,
is.
Claude Giroux is now resting peacefully next to Sack.
You insulted me by not pulling out the greatest line of that whole movie.
Uh oh.
Well, big gulps, huh?
Wait.
Oh, see you later. The greatest.
Wait. What is it?
Big gulps, huh? Well,
see you later.
Like to me, that's
the best
line of the whole movie.
No, wrong. I'll pull it up. Go ahead. Keep going. So, best line of the movie.
Or this part really died. That's a good one, too, when he kills the bird.
Nope.
But right,
not you sold your dead bird to a blind kid? No, that's
Harry,
not it.
I took care of it. All right, so I work for a company, and we waste so much damn paper.
I swear to God, I am a paper eliminist.
We kill so many damn trees.
Right.
If we could just eliminate the process and just finally start to upload them onto a
take it easy on the process
and onto a file, whatever it is.
Well, okay, so you're in the construction business.
I got this. Best line from Dumb and Dumber.
Be hungry.
Yeah, well, I'm starving.
Oh, geez, look at the butt on that.
Yeah. he must work out.
So, like, what, so are we talking about RFP, faxing,
whatever
proposals?
Whatever the hell that you have to do, just we print out so much crap. It's just, for the love of God, can we just save it all to, like, a PDF or something for each customer, for each job site? Save the damn paper and stop killing so many damn trees. I'm sorry.
So it's you're on the
hack.
You're
is
on,
that, is
you're,
that what it is?
No. You're on the right track.
Am I on the right track?
What I would say is this.
God, I hate it.
All right. Well, you know, now tone down. I don't want you to have a stroke as well.
My chest is getting.
To download.
You want me to rub you?
Oh, wow. Let's see what we got here.
Shut up, traffic cone.
And it's not my back.
We're rolling down here. It's disintegrating into madness now.
It's definitely a stop sign.
If you wear red, you will be a stop sign.
Got you.
Sorry. Go.
There's multiple ways we can do that. We can use the scanner app, TurboScan, Cam Scanner. All you got to do is
Cam Newton Scanner.
You scan them on your phone.
He's gonna be gone from Carolina too. You see, Greg Olson's gonna be gone now.
Well, Greg Olson retired.
No.
He's
not with Luke Kuechly.
No. Luke Kuechly retired. Greg Olson said that
he's not sure.
Wait, whoa. Luke Kuechly retired?
Yes. What? Where the hell you been?
It's like you've been out of the country for a week or something.
Well, you've been in Columbia?
What have you been doing? Yeah. You don't get the internet down there? You're in the jungle hut?
Mute his microphone.
Yeah, what the hell is this guy doing? You think he knows stuff about football? I don't even know. Yeah,
they pretty much don't blow it. Hey. They're done.
Hey, we're gonna close it down here.
No. Hold on. All of you are right.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Luke Kuechly?
Yeah. He's been put out a video.
He retired 2 weeks ago.
29 years old.
2 weeks ago on the 15th.
And concussion. Whoa, hold on. Concussion. Wasn't there all kinds of fucking that's making out with Greg Olsen in the last Carolina game because he was retiring?
No, shut up.
Because I watched that whole fucking thing. Greg Olsen was supposed to retire after the Carolina Panthers' last game. He was retiring.
No. His contract was up. He's not coming back.
Kuechly gave him a hug in the locker room, and they said, and I saw the picture of them hugging. They said the ironic thing was is you thought Kuechly hugging Olsen was because Olsen was going
to
be retiring.
Hey, try not to suck any dick on the way through the parking lot.
I'm ranked that,
that's inappropriate. That is just uncalled for and inappropriate.
I'm sorry. Two men hugging in the locker room.
Yeah, well, the thing is that
you were just offering to rub something on me.
No, hold on. I thought Greg Olsen was retiring.
No.
He doesn't even have any hair.
No.
He's old enough to retire.
No, he's got plenty of hair. He's got gray hair. He's not Jason Witten. He's got gray hair.
Oh, no. Greg Olsen is bald, man. No,
he's bald as my balls.
You sure about
that? Yeah.
He is as bald as my balls were before I shaved them going to South America.
He has a fantastic toupee. He was on.
No. Greg Olsen is.
I think you're thinking Jason Witten there, but.
Yeah.
No, Jason Witten's bald.
He's just Fox Sports News, Skipping Shannon, I believe.
Hold on
a second. What are we doing?
He's leaving his options open.
Attaboy.
He was just on Skipping Shannon.
Oh my God, I still love that Skipping Shannon interview with fucking.
Oh, Scandrick?
Orlando Scandrick. Yeah, Orlando.
Oh yeah.
Why are you sitting here next to me?
Because so hold on a second. Is the Family Feud prize still only $5,000?
No, it's been 20.
It's 20, yeah.
Is it 20?
No, yeah, no.
It's not 100,000 is beyond me.
No, did you see the Canadian version? The Canadian version was fantastic.
Oh,
so
the chick.
The chick and the guy. So there's two guys up there, and it's the fifth person versus the fifth person. So when you get them to go up against each other, they have to guess like the top answer, and it's always a simple question. So the guy goes, "What's Popeye's favorite meal or favorite food?" And she smacks the thing, and she goes, "Chicken!" And she does this shimmy.
Was she black?
No, she was white.
What?
She was as white as it gets. So she says, "Chicken."
We're talking about Canada here.
And then she goes, "Oh my God!"
There's six people that are black that live in Canada.
The guy goes, Kenya.
It might have been Kenya.
No, it was Canada.
Okay.
So the other guy said spinach.
Way to bring the show to a screeching halt. What did she say?
It might have been Kenya.
No, so the other guy says spinach, and he winds up winning, and she's like, "Oh my God, I thought it was Popeye's chicken." It was the funniest damn thing. You gotta look it up. It's on YouTube. You can actually probably play it right now.
I got it. Let's do it. Keep going.
Put it on there, baby.
And Popeye's doubled down after they saw it and gave her $10,000 worth of chicken.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
That's how things go.
I still have to try that sandwich.
We are still. No, listen.
Got it.
All right. Hold on. We got to play it.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about it, let's be about it.
Oh, my God, this is great.
Watch the shimmy, Quimby. You have.
All right, no team has reached 300 points, which means we're going to sudden death. Give me Logan. Give me Eve. All right. Real simple. There's one question. Only one answer. Whoever gets it, you're playing for $10,000.
She's hot,
that's
too.
It. Whoever guesses this is the game. Here we go. Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
He said it with confidence. Oh, I love that dippy
chicken. Show me chicken.
Spinach, Sherry.
Oh my God, she's pretty hot. She is really hot. I'd bang the snot out of her, but
did you see
I'd
her
bang
shimmy?
The chicken out of her.
Did you see the shimmy?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
shimmy was the
chicken.
Best.
Chicken! Oh my God, it was hilarious.
Oh my God, and the host is trying to shimmy like he did. That's great.
And the way he answered,
that was a long interlude about. The life hack of the week. Let's close it up. I'm happy to agree that I won the debate again this week, four times in a row. We will be back next week on the Ice to Shorts.
Hold on. You're not giving anybody
an opportunity. No, I'm closing it up before he can talk.
Hold on a second. So everybody else, Diaz can now speak.
What the hell are you talking about? First of all, I had to listen to you last week on my way up to New York. I had my wife put the show on because I know you're going to say something smart. And you want to sit there and go, oh, so let me go ahead and let me talk about who my guest is tonight along with me. And it's a great guest. Me.
No, it's a replacement for you.
Listen,
my replacement is me.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm like, what a jackass the whole way up.
Jack wagon.
Hold on. Yeah, jack wagon, whatever the hell you want to be.
Deuce nozzle. Anyway. Ass hat. Anyway,
it comes with nothing but love.
It comes nothing from love, and it there's a big weight on my shoulders, always being right. But that's why we have this debate. I appreciate your input.
I'm still waiting for you to be right.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the Flyers to win a playoff series.
Bang! You know what
I mean? And I'm still.
I'm not going to tell you that I agree with Diaz because that would be the fourth time.
But I'm still waiting for the Sixers to actually live up to expectations, which this year they failed.
We all are, but the season is still
you even stumbled. You stumbled. But they're all-stars. All-stars, yes.
Everybody, real fast before you guys close this out.
Yes, sir.
We are going to start a full raffle opportunity for everybody to take advantage of the Green Legion suite. Tickets for Sixers games. We appreciate if you would make sure the people that are going into this raffle, it'll be a sign up, it'll be a link. People that might not be able to go to a suite, first responders, military, people that need, that truly need a bit of entertainment,
a good night out,
and release
a good night
from
out.
Their normal world. Diaz is going to be in charge of that, but it's going to be very simplified because we've taken nominations for a long time and
just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. But us as a company purchasing this suite this year was designed not for us; it was designed for you guys and. We want to make sure that you guys have an opportunity to take advantage of it. We have had a bunch of first responders. Thank Nick Coffin and Mike. I'm sorry, I'm not going to get it right now, but
Michael Jackson.
No, well, you know, in honor and in respect of the first responders that made it to my sister's house. In the middle of fucking nowhere.
Beautiful.
When she fell down the steps and broke her back and her neck. And
how's she feeling?
Her pain is coming down. Now she's just fucking annoyed. Now she's annoyed that she's in a, you know, the pelvic suit and, you know, from top to bottom. Not the pelvic. I'm sorry. I forget what they called it, but.
Body brace?
It's a body brace.
Something
it's
like
annoying.
That, yeah.
She has to change her neck brace every time she gets in the shower. She's got hell to go through. Connie, you're my big sis, and I love you to death. And I'm there with you every day. So don't think you're alone in this. And wanted to talk about that real fast, if we don't mind.
Please.
Sure. I mean, this is
Green Legion. Ian Rappaport. Diaz says I need to talk about the Green Legion more on Green Legion Radio.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
There's a business behind this. No, there is, but I never wanted this to be a commercial for my company.
It's free ad space. We charge a lot for this ad space.
I know, but I never wanted this to be a commercial for my company. This is us enjoying the hell out of ourselves, talking about sports.
I'm still laughing at the fact that there's Cooler Ranch crumbs all over Diaz's spot.
Now, there's crumbs. There was a lot more earlier.
Yeah, I know, but he ate them. You pig.
Ian Rappaport tweets that there's a possibility the Eagles-Cardinals game this year will be played in Mexico City.
I saw that.
I am thankful to report that if you would like to know everything there is about Mexico City, I have an in, and that is my brother-in-law. His name is Ken Miller. You can look all this up. Staff Sergeant in the United States Army for 21 years. When he retired, he was the Director of Security for the Department of Agriculture, and this is for 20 years. He was responsible for every plant, animal, food,
produce, grain,
anything coming in and out of the country. He can only disclose certain information, and I will disclose that which is allowed. He has spent much time in Mexico City.
So we're going to Mexico City?
If we go to Mexico City, he is our man. He's in charge of security. He's also said that Mexico City is extremely safe, even though there's 21 million people there. There's not a lot of crime.
21 million. Is that an exaggeration or is that an actual number?
That's the actual number.
It's like the third biggest city in the world. Yeah, in the world.
Holy shit.
Mexico City, okay. Yeah. But in addition to that, he has spent much time in Mexico City meeting with dignitaries and...
Sports people.
Cartel.
Cartels, oh yeah.
And
we're going to have the finest bud.
The reason is... so that you millennials can have your fucking avocado.
I love avocados. I'm Generation X. It's fine.
He has literally been down there in front of heads of cartels and dignitaries to make sure the exportation of avocado makes its way across our border without hindrance. I think that's a word. Right.
That is a word, and that's multi-syllable. You're growing. You're growing on
Green
Legion.
He's all grown up, and he's all grown up.
Quimby is edumacated.
So if, in fact, that takes place, we are already prepared with our hotels. Everything is already established because, as usual, the Green Legion has an inn. I won't tell you the hotels because I don't want my competition, who's probably listening again, chomping at the bits.
They're big fans of ours.
They are.
So if I had to choose between Mexico City or San Francisco, which would you recommend?
Both are going to have plenty of Mexicans.
And Arizona. Oh, yeah. Arizona would be in Mexico, yeah.
I will tell you right now.
I do love chips and salsa.
I would prefer that we don't go to Mexico City.
The logistics could be a nightmare, but it would...
No, the logistics are already in place. Actually, it'll be a lot easier. We can keep everybody in two hotels.
Well, in Arizona...
which we already have lined up.
We have friends in Arizona that are waiting for us to come back.
I want us to go to Arizona. We've been to Arizona. They're ready for us. They want us to be there. It's an amazing element...
Hi, Cassie.
...when Cassie has tits. When... oh, my God, she has bombs, dude. She's hiding them well. But oh my God, look at those. Anyway,
Quimby is distracted by the family feud.
Anyway,
she's got owl eyes.
We're good one way or the other. The cool thing about Mexico City would be that it's another chalk off people's bucket list.
That's right.
Yeah.
London was a blast.
I will tell you right now. Here you go. You want to hear me being fucked up and being an idiot that's honest again? I'll make so much more money this year if we go to Mexico City, and I don't want to go to Mexico City.
I do.
I'll be in Cancun in 2 weeks.
Wait, what was that?
Thanks
from?
For that update.
Cancun?
I'm just letting you know.
Yo, Cancun.
You're traveling all over the place here. I thought it was hard with two kids.
I got a business trip.
You're going to my business trip.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I got 4 days where I'll be in Cancun. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so moving forward, the entire explanation of all of this was the tomatoes need to be on the bottom.
Tomatoes on the bottom. Yo, let's close up shop here, Sack. I need you to get a good life hack for next week. I also need
was that not decent though? I mean,
that was a complaint. You need to correct. You have to really, find the correction.
Not really. I'm kind of with Sack on this one because I went to Home Depot the other day, and they offered to email or print or email. Well, it was email,
print, and print. Or email and print.
Just email the damn
print or email your receipt.
No, they did both. They was like, we're going to either print it or email.
They want your email every time.
It's silly.
So they can put you on the daily fucking We're Home Depot annoy you list.
Yes.
And I will come with a better one next week, but you know, for someone that really hasn't heard much about a life hack from the Life Sack, I just want to.
You can even call it the Life Sack moment. The Life Sack segment of the day.
Well, I do look forward to eventually, hopefully, having a baseball show called Crack of the Bat with the Sack Attack.
Ooh, I like the ring of that.
I'm not going to lie. We've talked about this. I would like your co-host to be Rob Valivas on that show.
As long as I host.
Oh,
I'm the baseball aficionado here, damn it. I want to host. And
here,
I don't
I'll, give
care
the,
who
the, I'll give you the pin for the big diaper that you're going to need. Here you go.
Now, you and Rob should have that show because, honestly, it will be more entertaining than anything we put out.
Yeah.
You two will do nothing except argue the entire fucking time.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, that's good radio.
I can't wait to hear Rob.
He's all heart and
I'm not going to a baseball game unless they sign a third baseman. I don't care. I'm not going down to spring training either. Like, who gives a shit? They don't care if you go or not.
Yeah, that's right. Good. Take a stand.
Take a stand, damn it. Screw it. I'm going to Miami to see them opening day and second game. I get Nola and Zach Wheeler, baby. Let's go.
I like it.
We're good. Let's close it up. Let's close up the Ice to Shorts Winter Sports with Sack and Diaz, episode 4.
Episode 4.
We'll be back next week with hopefully 3 more wins from the Sixers and, you know, how many games the Flyers got.
Go Flyers.
TTP.
TTP.